Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Here and today I will be your tour guide on a trip down memory lane, which goes right through the middle of my personal technology graveyard. Now, this isn't everything by any means, but for some reason, I had a whole bunch of stuff in a box. I don't know what I'm thinking. I think maybe, like, I'll put it on eBay as an antique. But yesterday was a big technology upgrade day here in the Cypress household, for those of you that weren't on my video yesterday. And Vishal is here. Welcome. And so we upgraded our to speed, and they added some kind of a boost and also a state-of-the-art modem, so the speed is supposedly like six times as fast, and actually it is as I do stuff and work. Switched out and got rid of the VoIP, which was sucking some of that bandwidth and slowing things down, and got a landline, finding out today that still have issues. So I called the technician, who was great, and left me a cell phone number and said, if you have any issues, knowing I would, knowing me. And, I mean, he met me for 15 minutes, and it was me. And so I called him, and he was like, well, dude, if you had the old system and the new landline, which has nothing to do with the old system, but they're both acting up the same way, your phone is glitchy, like, guess what? Probably the phone. So I ordered a new phone, and check it out, thanks to Amazon's same-day delivery. I'm tracking it as we speak. It'll be arriving by 9 p.m. today. Who knew? Just ordered it like an hour ago, and it's coming today. Very cool. So my current phone, which I talked to my beautiful wife, Michelle, and she said, yeah, we got that just after we moved to Inverness in the Chicago area. It makes about 15 years old. So enough of that, and I'll be getting a brand new phone to match the landline and the new internet connection. I got a new computer coming in on the way. I got a new iPhone. What else? Oh, we headed over to, while we were at Costco today, we were checking out all the different cell phone plans and whatever, and we settled on, I believe, we're going to get the AT&T because we also have DirecTV. So even though I canceled my NFL DirecTV package, of course, because I would not spend 1 second watching human beings, Americans, who have to be forced to respect themselves and their own country, for crying out loud. So whether they make it a rule or not or what, I'm not watching that thing anymore. But we kept the DirecTV. But we get $25 off for life on our AT&T because we have DirecTV. So we got these cool offers here of like this. And that's it's like $25 a month for a phone. So we get like a free phone just because we happen to have DirecTV. Might as well take advantage. And so the plans were cool and whatever. So we'll be heading to the AT&T store in a little bit after I have a few more calls scheduled, and we'll be getting new cell phones. So I was like looking over my stuff, and I'll take you on a little tour here. So where do we start? Well, we might as well start with the now no longer being used iPad, which will replace this one that recently I dropped on the slate floor, and it cracked. And it still works, but, like, won't need that one anymore. Got the brand new iPad Pro, it's called, which I think is even cheaper than that old one. It's thinner, it's cheaper, and it's mega amounts faster. I almost use the technology word there, mega something. I don't know what it does, or so we'll just say it's a lot faster. Very cool. The cell phones, we'll be getting rid of these today. The old iPhone 4 will be going away, and we'll get the iPhone 8. I think we're getting the iPhone 8 on this plan because it's like $2 more than, or $10 more, whatever, than the iPhone 7. Might as well get the 8, and that way we'll keep it longer, and it'll be obsolete before we get the next one, which will be the iPhone 15 or something. Might as well have the 8 instead of the 7. Then check this out. So here's some, let's start with the phones. So here's some of the old phones. We had the old, back before the iPhones, we had the old Nokia, the old Nokia Sprint phone. Remember these? This is actually a phone. It's really heavy. And this was a portable phone with a little screen on there, which I forget, well, the screen, but it wasn't YouTube. Hey, thanks for the likes. Scott DeSalvo is here. Now, Scott is a technology whiz, so he is laughing hysterically already as I go through my stuff. And Vishal is sharing here the last event. He had 11 people enrolled six in his year-long mastermind. Thanks for being an inspiration. Your line taught me a lot. Losers focus on the front end. Winners focus on the back end. Yeah, not my line. I can't take credit for that, but I can take credit for sharing it with you. Congratulations. And can you imagine if you actually got help from me? I mean, Vishal, thank you for sharing that. Congratulations on the success. He got the most minor, surface, basic, simplest, like that line, simplest help from me known to mankind. If he got more, he certainly would have had a lot more than just 11 people there and would have enrolled a heck of a lot more than just six and made a ton more money. But I digress. So here's another phone. I think this even came before that one. Remember this one? It's a Panasonic AT&T, it says on it. And this is another one of the, this is even lighter than the other one, so maybe it's later. Maybe the Nokia was first, and then came this one, because it's smaller and lighter, equally silly. And what else do I got here? Check this one out. We got the old Sprint flip phone. Oh, we've been with Sprint for like 20 years. And so we'll be switching to AT&T today, but we've been with Sprint forever. And so there's the old Sprint flip phone, and I remember this had a camera on it. Yeah, see, I think you press this button, and it took a picture, and it appeared on here. Now, I can also see, I don't know if you can see on the same, but yeah, you see the screen is kind of blown out somehow, so I think that made not that not work anymore. And then, oops, oh, I dropped it. Gee, now it won't work. No, just kidding. And then here's another Sprint flip phone, which is either a newer or an older version, has a bigger screen, so maybe that's a newer version. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Here's one and here's another. So one's newer than the other, but they're both kind of similar. And this one's a Samsung. A Sanyo. That's a Sanyo. This is a Samsung Sprint flip phones. Do these things come up? No, they don't. Oh, it does. Check that out. Remember that? When the thing went up, the antenna. All right, very cool. We got those. Oh, how about this one? I think this is a Motorola. I gotta put the glasses on. Megapixel. So it's a Motorola phone, flip phone, and that on the top says megapixel because that tells me it must be a camera. And so check that out. So this is another Sprint Motorola, even bigger screen there. It must be newer and lighter and slim, flat. And that one also takes the photos. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't think yet these went on the internet, but at least took a photo, maybe even a... So very cool, we had that one. And then check these out, the His and Hers Blackberries. Remember those? The Blackberries. Now, my favorite color, as you can tell from the color of the shirt that I wear every single day, unless I'm at an event somewhere, which I will be for the next couple of days, wearing an actual white button-down shirt. But otherwise, it's red. That's my favorite color. My beautiful wife Michelle's favorite color is blue. So we have the His and Hers Blackberries with the case so we know whose is whose. And this did go on the internet, I think. I don't remember, but of course it's a phone and you could type out, although I still don't know how people actually type things on them, these little things. They still do it now on their phones. They're like, blah, 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 blah. And so there you go. And there's a button here that I think recorded took a picture or recorded a video or both. Oh, yeah, because there's the camera. See that? So yeah, had a camera and whatever. And I still have all the plugs and the attachments and all on the side and the back for these. And so that's it for the phones down memory lane. Then I saw some other stuff because I thought, like, gee, an iPhone today has like 700 different implements in it. It's not just a phone. Check these things out. This is back to my days for 3.5 years, I was with the Yellow Page company as a consultant on advertising to their advertisers. And so I was driving around to see advertisers all over the Chicagoland area. And every day, at the end of the day, everyone would go back to the office, sit in their cubicle, plug in their computer, and upload the new ads of the day or the changes or whatever had to be made. And I'm like, I will do anything to avoid the cubicle. And so I was like, do you realize that there's this thing, which was a laptop card. I said, oh, and I have the box. No, it's not the box. It came in. So it was called a connection, Sprint PCS connection card. I paid $50 a month for this thing. Plus, I think I paid for the thing. And you would put this into the side of the laptop, and you could get onto the internet from anywhere with this mobile internet connection, and it cost about $50 a month. And so I paid for it myself for the first about a year, until the manager office was very smart, only took a year, and said, holy crap, you know, I think I want one of those for everybody, because everyone's like, and of course, typical, you know, employees of a company with no self-responsibility and no self-respect, all looking going, wow, Steve, thing, you're able to get your sales in on time and save an hour driving every day back to the office, and then sitting there and uploading while it uploads. It's uploading while I'm driving in the car, while I'm driving home. I'm like, I'm taking zero time to upload. Everyone else is taking all the time to drive way all the way back to the cubicle, plug the thing in, wait 20 minutes while it uploads. But I'm like, yeah, you're all ridiculous. And then I can work from home all weekend when I was making up people's ads. Other Yellow Page reps were not making up any effective ads. They didn't even know how to make an effective ad, so they didn't do that. But I could work from anywhere, anytime, and this was about $50 a month. And after about a year, they were like, hey, worldwide, a company-wide notice came out. Everyone is getting one of these. And if you already have one, the company will be paying for it. And I was the only one that had one, of course. But now I got reimbursed my $50 a month from the slow to adopt, not really getting it to company. But at least they finally got it. And here are other mobile cards that I had. Here's another Sprint card that was the same thing. It's a mobile broadband network thing. I don't remember it, but it plugged into the computer somehow. Here's one I had from Verizon. Guess I upgraded, maybe it was faster, whatever. This thing plugged in, same thing, made the laptop get onto the internet. Oh, and here's another thing for it. I think I needed both. I needed this and this thing to make the Verizon work. Like, I remember pressing the button on this square thing and put in a password or uploads a signal, and then I had that plugging into the computer, and together I could, again, you know, get onto the internet. Nowadays, of course, every laptop automatically has the stuff internally, and phones. Everyone's walking around getting on the internet all the time. So this is hilarious stuff that I had and for some reason still do. Here's another thing that I think is included in the iPhones or any smartphones. I don't use, but I had the old, and I had two or three of these, that it's the old portable voice recorder. So I could dictate things, and mostly I use this for getting testimonials. So someone would say, man, wow, thank you. My ad is pulling unbelievably, and I was going to cancel all my advertising with the Yellow Pages because I thought it didn't work. But now I realize, thanks to you, Steve, that it's just my ad that didn't work. And it's on, and I'm like, well, hang on, could you wait? Could you say it now? Okay, press record. Now can you say it? Great. And I would record these and put them onto CDs and get them out to all my prospects and customers and referrals and all that kind of stuff. So I had the mobile thing device that now after you record it, then you had to sync it and plug it into the computer, and here's the things on the side or who's or what. I had that thing still lying around. I know I got a couple others somewhere. Still probably have some cool stuff on it. What else? Okay, then everyone knows that the iPhones have a camera, right? So I kept a couple of these. Like, remember when we had to have this thing? This is the old Kodak digital camera. Easy share. It was so easy that you plugged something in here and put it into the computer and you could upload it onto the computer. And this was the coolest thing in the world. You remember that when it first came out? You could see the picture you were taking of people. I mean, I remember the old, you know, put it in your local drugstore, you know, get the film. First of all, I remember the film that you had to do it in the dark, open up the back of the case, roll the film out to both sides. Anyone remember that? Or am I really dating myself? You had to roll it out to both sides, make sure you don't expose it by getting it to any light, because that would ruin the film and ruin all the pictures you took. But then you could take like the 12 pictures, and then you had to go in again and, you know, get the thing out, get the film out, and take it over to the drugstore and wait like a week or two till it came back, and then you noticed all the pictures sucked. Like, oh, the sun was in their eyes, so they blinked, or should have needed to move over. Like, man, we needed this thing. Where now, of course, you take the picture, you look at it, you go, that's no good, take another. And so I remember when these came out, it was awesome. Remember the cartridges of the film you could put in? That was a little quicker, but still. Now you instantly have these photos, and you don't need these cameras anymore like this with all different things on it and clicking and looking through the pictures, and is it far away or light? These cameras on these phones are unbelievable now. And the guy was telling us this morning, what's the difference between the iPhone 8 and the 8 Plus? You know, one's bigger. He's like, oh, it's also got a better camera because of something or other. These cameras are unbelievable nowadays, and you don't, I mean, this is like another $100. Well, save your, or 200. Save that, and you're just buying the quote phone, which is all this stuff. Here's another one. Video camera. The old flip cam. I know this is called the flip cam. This was a Kodak phone, a camera. I don't know where my flip cam is, but you paid like $150 for this thing, and you were able to take videos on here. So same thing. I can look on the thing while it's taking the video, and then I knew I could flip something out from the side. Somehow something comes out here, whatever, and it would plug into the, here it is. Now that's for the memory card or something, you know. You remember these? It would flip out from the side and plug in your computer. Here it is. I think this is it. Does it come out from which side? There it is. All right. So you open this, and then you plug this in. Wow, they still have these nowadays. I know the USB port. This would plug into the laptop and, or the desktop, I guess, and it would download all the videos that go into the computer, and then you can put them up onto YouTube, and then Facebook came along or whatever. Now, of course, again, that's in the phone. You don't need that. And then if you want to go way back into the world of cameras, last thing I got in front of me here, I didn't share my Rhino of the Day. Yeesh. Usually do that in the beginning. You know, I used this yesterday as a flat service for my action Rhino to walk across. Put them on the book, and the book is called Running with the Rhinos. So I highly recommend that all fans of Rhinos get the book Running with the Rhinos, and it's a really cool cover photo with a rhino with an embossed golden horn on the front. Very cool. That's the Rhino today. And the last thing I'll share is, you want to talk about going from the two-week processing to the instant camera, getting instant photos. Well, we know what you had to do to get instant photos, right? You had to get one of these, the old Polaroid. With the, you flip this thing up, don't you? Yeah, you flip that thing up and boom, you got the Polaroid camera. Only one step. Well, they're ready. So I guess there's a second step needed. You had to press the button right here. Smile. Bashoosh. And then the film would shoot out here, and you only had to wait like 60 seconds and wave it around in the wind, and then you'd peel it off, and it's a really low-quality photo, but it's Polaroids. It's instant, you understand. You're trading off quality for the speed. And you would be able to get the instant photos. And I use this in my door-to-door sales business to make up the IDs, which I still have over on my desk when I shared these on a Throwback Thursday a while back. See, we would take the little photos. Here's some from my IDs. We have the guy stand in front of the wall, and you take the little Polaroid photo of the person, and then we would cut it out, and we would laminate it, and we would put it onto these IDs. These are in some of the different offices that I worked in all around the country doing door-to-door sales. And same thing, you just stand up against a background, take the Polaroid photo. We do that every morning for the new distributors, and we'd cut out the little square photo and laminate it and put it on the ID badge. So we had one of these, and these initials are undoubtedly the initials of one of my companies that I don't even remember. Wholesale Distributors of Connecticut, I think this one is called, which I have the... That was one of the IDs I just showed on here, I believe. Who knew? I think so. I've got a whole bunch here. Anyway, I guess I will look on my own time and not keep all you guys. Oh, yeah, here it is. Wholesale Direct. Wholesale Direct of Connecticut. WDC. Bringing back the memories. Trip down memory lane. And that was from about 1995, probably. So this is a 23-year-old Polaroid camera. I could probably put all this stuff on eBay and get like $2 as an antique. And I have all the plugs and stuff to go with it. I wonder if any of this stuff works. But it's all unnecessary now. And then some Rolodex, everything is in a notepad. I mean, everything is on an iPhone now. You know, all this different stuff to take videos, photos, instant photos. They're all high quality instant photos, and you don't need to do anything special to hook up to the internet. And so here's all my, just a few of the stuff. I got boxes and boxes of all this stuff as we take the trip down technology memory lane here on Throwback Thursday. Here's just a bunch of the stuff back in the box somewhere. Thanks for being here today. Joel is here. Hey, Joel. Robin is here. Robin is laughing at my IDs, some of them from back in Robin's office. In fact, If you're still here, you might recognize. Let's see if we got any here. From an office I was in that you were managing. Let's see what we got here. Here you go. There it is. Winners Advertising, Inc., 378 Page Street, Unit 6, Stoughton, Massachusetts. Robin Walcastle was my original manager in a different division, but that's another division of the company I was in that location in Stoughton, Mass. In 1992. So that one have hair, and if I had any amount of hair, even though it's a tiny little bit just on the top there in the middle, that had to be 26 years ago. And that's it for the trip down memory lane. Let's go to the comments, questions. Robin is going like, what did I? Robin is going, what? Like, did I actually have hair? Or did I? Is that something I used to say? Like, what? Oh, what's up? I think we used to say, what's up? Ernest, Sean, Jock, and I used to walk around yelling, what's up? And then Budweiser put it on a commercial and ruined everything because that was our thing. And Robin says, still we have a good brother. Thank you, Robin. Love you too. And Phil's talking flip cam. Oh, he had some other kind of have the flip phone you gave me. The flip cam. I gave you a flip cam. Very cool. That's where it is. There you go. Phil Brakefield, client of mine, has the flip cam. So in other words, I guess I no longer need, I think I got a new one. When I upgraded to a new one, I was like, Phil, you get the, we were partnering on something and you were going to be shooting videos and whatever. And I said, here's the flip cam. And so there you go. And yep, 378 Page Street, Robin, you remember that? 378 Page Street, Unit 6, Stoughton, Massachusetts. Can we get that into focus as my door slams shut? If you hear a slamming noise, a little windy. It's a little out of focus, but there you go. That is Page Street, Stoughton, Massachusetts. And then I went from there to my own location at 1419 Hancock Street in Quincy, Mass. How about that? Looks like I have the same photo. I just, different photo, same tiny little hair on the top. And we also, under your leadership, Robin, went to Paolo Fratini's office outside Detroit for Boss Advertising. And so I have that one. And for some reason, I still have this stuff. And that's why it's called Throwback Thursday, because for some reason, I got a whole bunch of crap that I share with you and throw back on a Thursday. So Robin says, yep, memory lane, time flies, carpe diem, seize the day, folks. Time flies indeed. That has been a while, has it not? But it's been a fun 26 years or so, and many more to come. And so I might do this again in the future with some other. I'm looking around. I got an old laptop over there, and I know I got an old TiVo thing over there, and I got wires all over the place. I got all kinds of memory lane stuff to share in future Throwback Thursdays. But that's it for today. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for being here and for the extra comments, Bishal. Congratulations. Hopefully you want to really get some better results too in the future. Hope you do. And Phil, thanks for reminding me about that flip cam and where it went. And Robin, of course, our days down in that Stoughton Mass office, those were the days, were they not? And Robin says, hey, we're in your neck of the woods, Tucson. You're in Tucson. Awesome. Only about an hour and a half away. Very cool. I will. How long are you in town? Maybe I'll shoot you a message. I'm off attending an event for the next couple of days, the Profit Partner Summit in down Phoenix for 2 days. Now, I think, thanks to my new technology, I will no longer have to do my Facebook Live videos every day on my laptop. I think this new technology will be able to shoot Facebook Live videos. And if that's true, and we do get the new phone today, I think I'll be coming to you live for the next 2 days from the Sheraton Hotel in downtown, where I'll be attending the VIP day tomorrow of the Profit Partner Summit, along with Mark Victor Hansen and a bunch of other top marketers from around the area. And then the open to the public day will be Saturday, where, of course, Mark Victor Hansen will be speaking from the stage and all that. But we have a high-level mastermind thing going on with the VIPs tomorrow. So hopefully I'll be coming to you from there. Robin says you're here till Sunday at 3, but you're not here. You're in Tucson. All right. Anyway, I will be shooting you a message. Thanks to everyone else for being here, too. And I'll be back tomorrow with Foundation Friday, with a basic foundational tip to help you grow your business, and so you can grow past all your old crap and also get state-of-the-art brand new stuff yourself of anything you want. Hope you'll join me then. I got to reach over my pile of old crap and press the button and say bye-bye. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.